From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder and 6 counts of attempted murder. Bales is accused of a shooting rampage earlier this month in Kandahar province in Afghanistan. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Bales could face the death penalty if convicted.
The Army has charged Bales with killing 17 Afghan villagers in a rampage early in the morning of March 11th. It was originally believed that only 16 had died, but the charges list 17 victims. In addition, Bales is charged with attempted murder of 6 additional villagers. Bales now faces a so-called Article 32 hearing at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. That's the equivalent of an indictment. After that, the court will decide whether to proceed with a court-martial. The shooting has caused tensions between U.S. and Afghan authorities. The Afghan government wanted the accused to be tried in Afghanistan. The maximum punishment, if convicted, is death. The minimum is life in prison with a possibility of parole. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says it is imperative that authorities investigate every aspect of last month's deadly shooting in Sanford, Florida, in which an unarmed black teenager was killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama addressed the case for the first time today in the White House Rose Garden.
President Obama chose his words carefully in discussing the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, noting the Justice Department is investigating for possible civil rights violations. Mr. Obama says it's important to consider the laws and the context surrounding the shooting, as well as the facts of the case.
I think all of us have to do some soul searching to figure out how does something like this happen.
Mr. Obama touched indirectly on the case's racial overtones, noting that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon. Mr. Obama says Martin's parents are right to expect all Americans will treat the shooting with the seriousness it deserves. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
New home sales fell for the second straight month in February. The Commerce Department says the sale of new homes was down by a little more than 1.5%. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
The talk out there is a lot more people are looking through homes and wanting to sign, yet you're not seeing that in the official data.
Hoffman says that despite the February numbers, there will be an increase in home sales, both new and existing, and an increase in money spent on remodeling homes after the sales over the balance of this year. Talks are apparently underway between the U.S. and Britain over the possible release of oil from strategic reserves in order to keep oil prices down. A British cabinet member speaking to a Federation of Small Businesses in London confirmed that those talks are continuing. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 34 points to close at 13,080. For the week, the Dow was off 1.1%. The Nasdaq gained 4 points to end the day at 3,067. This is NPR News. Bank of America has started a new test program that will give some homeowners the chance to stay in their homes by becoming renters. But as Scott Graff of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports, the program is only available in 3 states.
The bank will select no more than 1,000 of its mortgage customers in New York, Nevada, and Arizona. Those participants will then turn the title of their home over to the bank. In exchange, Bank of America would forgive the homeowner's mortgage debt. Then the homeowner would be allowed to lease their home at or below the rental market rate for up to 3 years. In a statement, an executive with the North Carolina Bank says the test run will determine if such a project would be supported by consumers, communities, and investors. Those involved in the program would have to meet 8 criteria, including that they're at least 2 months behind on their payments and that they've exhausted all options for modifying their mortgages. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
One day after saying that Republicans might as well vote for President Obama if Mitt Romney becomes the Republican nominee, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum says he will support the winner of the Republican primary. In South Florida, the founder and owner of a prestigious polo club in Palm Beach has been convicted of DUI manslaughter and vehicular homicide. A Palm Beach County jury found 48-year-old John Goodman guilty in the death of 23-year-old man. Goodman faces 30 years in prison. 2 years ago, Goodman rammed his Bentley into a car driven by Scott Wilson. Wilson's car rolled into a canal where he died. Police say Goodman left the scene and did not call police for nearly an hour after the accident. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.